Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games. Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey is what they say. You know, that's as they say in the biz, chicken jockey, jockey chicken.
Have you seen Chicken Jockey? It's the talk of the town.
Which town?
Every town in America.
Specifically in America or in a fictional land of blocks?
Just in America, I think, especially among the 13-year-olds.
What do you think of the people who have seen the Minecraft movie? How do you think they tend to vote politically? And like what, how much money do you think they make on average? Just all demographics. Like what's the target audience there?
Well, this is a big part of my discussion, what the target audience is, because I think it's a very interesting phenomenon. The target audience of the Minecraft movie appears to be current 2025, 13 and 14 year olds.
Okay.
So I don't think they're
Which
making any
not.
Money and they're not voting.
Right.
And correct
okay,
that
yeah,
I
fair,
am
fair,
not
fair.
I am not in that demographic. But I did go see the Minecraft movie a couple days ago.
Paid money.
I saw it on a Sunday evening. Me and Noah went together. We're freaking 30 years old now? I'm still in my twenties. I'm still in my twenties.
Yeah,
but
you're
Noah's
still
30.
In your, yeah. You're
I have
basically
a few months.
The target demographic.
I have a few months left. Yeah, I'm basically the same thing. Anyway,
yeah.
I made this sacrifice to see the Minecraft movie pretty much just to talk about it on this podcast because I thought I would have some things to say about it, and I do.
Okay. I've heard a lot of things about it, but I certainly have not seen it.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't intend to. I did see that it already dethroned the record-breaking numbers of the Super Mario movie, both the highest-grossing video game film of all time, but also the biggest opening for any animated movie ever. And I guess
wow.
This isn't animated technically, so
I
maybe
didn't even know
that's
all
not
that.
Quite the same thing. Yeah, the Mario Brothers movie was huge-i-mungus, just gargantuan, but Minecraft has defeated it already.
Wow.
So we're in a new era. It's a renaissance of video game stuff, and somehow the only good one is The Last of Us, apparently.
Yeah, I guess I'll just start from the beginning. I'll just tell the story of my Minecraft movie experience, if that's okay with you.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it going into it. I honestly was a little bit surprised that it was all teens for some reason.
In the theater?
Yes. So
okay.
We enter the theater and it's pretty clear that they've been like nonstop back-to-back Minecraft movie all day long. Like this is the thing that people are seeing that day.
Okay. Why is that clear? The smell?
Yes, honestly, it was partially.
I can't believe that's actually what it was.
I'm actually not joking. The theater had a must to it because of how many people were going through there for the Minecraft
movie. Okay,
so
popular.
Yeah.
Did it have that nostalgic gamer body smell that we all love?
I don't know if it was gamer. It was
okay.
It was tweens, so this is my point. We walk into the theater and we're waiting in the snack line, and it's like 99% unaccompanied 13 and 14-year-old kids.
Okay.
Like, with their groups of friends.
Which means at least 100 people were there.
What? Where do you get that?
Well, the only way it could be exactly 99% is there has to be at least 100.
Oh.
Or some multiple.
Sure, sure. There were also, I think, like a couple families with younger kids and like parents. But it was overwhelmingly a lot of teenagers with not an adult in sight.
Yeah, like, are they good kids or are they obnoxious? Or, like, because when we were teens, we were really, well, I can speak for myself, very annoying and always trying to, like, get attention and, like, ruin the movie. But how are they?
Right.
It's like, are they cordial? Do they order their snacks in an efficient way?
I would say they were rambunctious. I would say they were certainly, there was more noise during the movie than you would expect because it was completely packed full of teenagers.
Okay.
But I wasn't that annoyed by it because of the context of the film. And the fact that I walked into the theater knowing it was going to be full of teenagers, I wasn't exactly like, you're ruining my movie experience. But anyway, right. We walk into the actual theater, and that's really where the smell became very apparent, is inside the theater. Because, like I said, I think it's back-to-back, like, one group of 13-year-olds just exited a Minecraft movie, and then this group came in with me.
Yeah, and they, like, all sat on popcorn for the duration of the movie.
So it was like... It was the smell of a room that has had different groups of people in it all day long.
Mm-hmm. Like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's gamer smell. That might just be the smell that naturally happens when a room is full of 13-year-olds all day. Maybe if there's any middle school teachers in our chat, maybe they could relate. But we're waiting for the movie to start, and everybody's talking. Like I said, I'm expecting this. It's a bunch of kids. It's fine. Everybody's like talking very loud during all the trailers. At one point, somebody pulls out a wireless speaker and starts playing the Black Parade.
Get the fuck out of here. No way.
Just in the theater.
Huh.
For like a minute.
Still, no, the teens are still okay with MCR, I guess.
I guess so. I guess they're into
That's pretty cool and based. That's really good. I'm into that. I'm happy to hear that, actually.
But I just, like, I started hearing the Black Parade. I was like, is that really happening right now?
And yeah,
it was,
like, am I dying? What's this?
It was too loud to be coming from somebody's phone. Like, it had to be an actual speaker. So they only played, like, a minute of it, and then they shut it off. Mm-hmm.
That is, like, what I would have been like in the theater as a teen. Yeah, for sure. Just, like, doing things that are very weird and annoying that nobody likes.
Anyway, so I guess the demographic surprised me a little bit. I'm not sure why. Obviously, they all knew what was up and that, like, this was a movie for them. But I just think it's interesting that Minecraft now has been around so long. And I'm like, not somebody that cares about talking about generational differences. I think that's a boring conversation most of the time. But I just think it's interesting that Minecraft has been around so long that, like, the first ever movie made about it is now being marketed to, like, the third generation of players or something, you know? Like, this is not for people that grew up with it originally.
Well, and let's pay a brief, like, verbal tribute to how the way that these generations have interacted with Minecraft. It's kind of like Star Wars has different generations now, and each one, every generation relates to it very differently. Minecraft's the same way. Like, the way that probably, well, I don't know when you started playing it, but I remember in 2009 when that alpha first came out and that the early betas.
Yeah,
the way that we played it back then was totally different. And we had a total, because we were just, at least I was, mind blown that when you first realized, like, you can point straight down and dig forever. That had never happened ever in a video game before. That kind of, like, go anywhere you want. Like, there are no boundaries. But nowadays, it's taken for granted. So the way people relate to it is, like, more in sort of, like, the fun game modes that are online and all of that stuff. Like, the multiplayer.
Exactly.
And then there's, like, a mix in between. But so this is not for the sort of solipsistic, lovely, atmospheric Minecraft gamer experience that I had. This movie was not for me.
No.
This was for a different generation of Minecraft gamers.
Correct. And it's very high octane, very the same category as the Mario movie. My opinion of the Mario movie was the same, in that it's nonstop jokes, essentially no plot. Like, the plot is not important whatsoever. It's just, like, jokes and references one after the other, and everything is happening really, really fast. So it caters to, like, very, very short attention spans.
Well, would you say that it was more or less respectful of its source material than the Mario movie?
It was just weird, because it was
Tell me. Like
all the Minecraft stuff was there, and they were referencing it as far as the basic mechanics, like what it looks like and the blocks and a crafting table and whatever.
Does Minecraft exist in the world of the movie? Like, is it a video game that they get sucked into, or is it just they get sucked into a world?
Let me explain the very thin plot that there is.
Please.
So Jack Black is Steve, and the real human world exists, and Steve is from the human world, and everything that I'm about to say is explained in a montage in the first, like, 2 minutes. They have, like, a lot of background lore for some reason that they explain really, really fast. It's like a whole movie's worth of stuff that they explain in the first 5 minutes. Jack Black is a human child that has always dreamed of working in a mine for some reason, but all the adults told him he can't do that, and he's angsty about that. And he grows up and decides, now that I'm a grown-up, I will go in the mine if I want to. And he doesn't, like, apply for a job at a mine. He just goes into a mine.
Okay. A real mine, though, like a coal mine.
A real mine, but it's very cartoony. There's a lot of suspension of disbelief even in the real world segments.
But is it like, does he step into this photorealistic mind, but then when it cuts to the inside is like all cartoony?
Well,
or is the whole world cartoony from the beginning?
In the mine, he finds a magical orb that creates a portal to another dimension, which is the Minecraft world.
Hmm. He's thrilled.
He's very excited about this because he gets to, like, live out all his childhood dreams of digging a lot and building things. There's not really a whole lot of explanation of Steve's motives. There's zero explanation about what his home life was like, or, like, if he has parents. It's all happening really fast. But yeah. You assume that he has basically no worthwhile connections in the real world because he goes into Minecraft world, he decides it's way better than the real world, and just decides to live there forever. So you have to assume he has, like, nobody he cares about.
Do they discuss, like, why he's not allowed in the mines? Is it like, oh, sorry, our economy has changed and we don't use mining jobs so much anymore. Sorry, you can't go? Or is it like, why is he not allowed to go in the mines? Is it because there's no jobs in the mines, or because, like, it's too dangerous? Or do they not even say?
It's pretty much, like I said, all this is really fast in the beginning, but what they show of why he can't go in the mines is they show him as a little kid with a big pickaxe, and he's trying to enter this, like, cartoonish-looking mine in the real world, and there's a cartoonish-looking guy with a beard that I guess is supposed to be a miner. Miner E-R, not O-R. But,
Oh, yes, yes,
basically,
yes,
like, guarding the mine. And so Kid Steve, like, walks up to the mine, and this old man is like, "Rah, you can't come in here." And then Steve leaves.
Okay, so he was trying to perform child labor, and the guy was like, "No, you have to wait."
Yeah.
And then he held it against the world forever.
Well, okay, but here's the funny thing. Steve goes back as an adult, and he's Jack Black, so he's Jack Black's age. Which is like, how old is Jack Black?
Something.
Like,
I don't know. Really
I was gonna
old.
Say like 50 something. I don't know.
77 or 89 or.
But
I don't
he's
know.
Got like gray. He's got some grays. You know, he's like older, older adult, and he goes back at Jack Black's age, and that same minor guy is there looking exactly the same.
Okay.
And still,
I like the sound of this so far. This does not sound horrible. It sounds
still
a little absurd in a way that's
him.
Fine.
He's still trying to scare him out of the mine, but adult Jack Black just kind of, like, sidesteps him and goes in anyway.
Right.
And then he finds the magical orb, and he gets transported to Minecraft world, and he decides to live there. Again, this is all in the beginning montage. And there's an evil pig lady that is the lord of the pigs in the nether, and she's trying to... And she somehow can use that orb that Steve found to, like, destroy the whole Minecraft world, basically, and make everything like the nether. And so he's trying to keep the orb away from her, and he gets imprisoned by her, and then he has his Minecraft dog take the orb back to the real world so that she can't get it. And then that's all the setup. That all happened in a montage in, like, 3 minutes. And
okay,
then,
does the Minecraft dog look exactly like this dog that's standing right behind you right now?
Let me take a look. Yes, but it's more gray. This is a brown dog.
But we have a Minecraft dog now, so that's good.
And the Minecraft dog goes into the real world and looks exactly like a Minecraft dog still. Which I guess this is where I'm going to explain what the Minecraft creatures look like. Because everything's kind of higher resolution, you could say. I don't know if you've seen the trailer.
I did see the trailer.
But it basically looks like, have you seen those pictures that people make as a joke of, like, SpongeBob if he was hyper-realistic.
Yeah, well, people used to make Minecraft. I remember seeing, like, hyper-realistic creepers in Minecraft. And for some reason, that's the art style they chose for the movie.
That's basically what they did. So, like, the villagers, if you get up close on the villagers, have flesh, like human-looking flesh, but it's just kind of squared off at the edges.
Okay. You mean the villagers, kind of like the villager that's standing right behind you right now?
Yeah, let me take a look again. Yeah, exactly. This guy's staring at me. Yeah.
Every time you mention something, they show up.
It's actually true. So,
like, literally, as soon as you said that, he walked up, like, to stand right there and just stare at you. I don't know what's going
on. This is actually all a huge choreographed show that I'm putting on for you right now that I planned
before. Programmed
beforehand.
This whole Minecraft world? Yeah.
So,
actually, this episode's brought to you by the Minecraft movie. We've coordinated this with Mojang.
If it was, we would have been able to do the event. There's an official Minecraft movie event, but you can't play it with people that you know. It just throws you in a server, so we couldn't do it. But we could have been in the village that's in the movie, and guess what? Jack Black is in there, and he has set NPC voice lines that he says about every 10 seconds where he goes, "Hi, I'm Steve."
Does he say the thing that you said, chicken crap or chicken coop?
Chicken
Jockey.
What did
you say at the beginning?
Chicken Jockey. Yeah,
Did he say that?
I'll have to get into
Sorry,
Chicken Jockey.
Sorry, yeah, let me back up. All right, now tell me about minute 6 of the Minecraft movie.
The whole show is me explaining. But there's not much more.
I secretly, in the back of my head, I'm hoping I can stretch this out so that our podcast of you explaining it is longer than the movie itself. So please continue. That's what I want.
Surprisingly, there's not much more to explain. The plot of the movie revolves around, like, the main kid of the movie finds the orb in the real world and then brings a bunch of people.
Because the dog brought it out.
Yeah, because the dog took it there. It ends up, like, in a pawn shop or whatever. And this kid finds it and ends up, along with a ragtag group of people he just met, in the world of Minecraft, and they end up, like, helping Steve defeat the pig lady. That's the plot of the movie.
Okay. So, it's interesting how quickly you rushed through the actual movie, but how long you spent on the first montage.
The first montage was more complex of a story than the rest of the movie is.
But that's what I mean, is the movie, like... So, because to me, if you show me that montage, I'm probably going like, okay, this is very absurd in a slightly tongue-in-cheek way. This movie might actually be okay. And then it sounds like the rest of the movie actually is just a very boring story. It's not that good. Is that a fair characterization? Or was the rest of the movie just as absurd and goofy and in some ways enjoyable?
It was certainly very goofy. Like I said, my impression of it is just that it's a vehicle to make references and jokes. So the actual plot is completely forgettable and devoid of all emotional depth, and you don't get to know the characters at all. It's just there to, like, have fight scenes and they said at one point, they said, "First we mine, then we craft." I wrote down a couple of quotes.
Yeah.
I will also
a cow.
Jennifer, oh, the cow is, like, kissing you.
Yeah, it's... just don't worry about it. We're doing something.
That was crazy.
That's between us, okay? That's between us.
That cow walked up and made out with you and left.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he didn't leave. He's still right there.
She has an udder. I would say she. I guess we don't know the cow's pronouns.
True.
Let's
true.
Not assume.
Yeah, well... It's a cow, okay? It's a cow made out with me, and I don't care what it is or not. I enjoyed it, and I hope it comes back. Anyway, so I'm going to name a Minecraft thing, and I want you to tell me if it was referenced in the movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. The Ender Dragon.
Actually, no. But people are suspecting that they're going to have a sequel where they...
Of course.
Do the dragon.
Okay, what about trading emeralds for items with the villagers?
I don't know.
What the heck? What kind of movie is this? All right, how about this?
It's very
sleeping
shallow.
In a bed so the time can pass.
No.
This is a horrible... What is this
I'm
movie?
Saying
so it's not actual, like, Minecraft game references. It's like Minecraft aesthetic references.
it's just the game mechanics that they reference are as shallow as possible. So they reference, like, the existence of a crafting table where you put objects in the squares. And they reference that villages exist, and they explain about iron golems and going to the nether.
Do they go into a cave? Do they go into a cave and mine?
They go into some caves, yeah.
But do they find, like, diamonds?
They find diamonds.
And do they go like, whoa, diamonds?
They make diamond armor. So it's just, yeah, it's I don't know. It's like stuff you learn on day one of playing the game, I guess I would say.
So do they make a tiny little crappy dirt house to hide in?
They do, actually. They make that joke.
Okay, good. All right, that's a good one. I accept.
Or that actually is in the opening montage because it's like talking about Steve's life in Minecraft.
Right.
And so it's like his first house, which honestly might have been more interesting if they just focused on like Steve getting used to living in Minecraft world. But they just like really skip over that.
Yeah, I've heard from multiple people that like the first 10 minutes of the movie has all of the most almost interesting-ish things.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the movie is kind of boring. But you know, did you know it was made by the person who made Napoleon Dynamite? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, like director or what?
I think the director, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so did it have those vibes?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay, all right. Well.
Let me get through the rest of my notes here.
I keep interrupting. Continue.
Jennifer Coolidge was really awesome. There was a bit.
Always.
There was a bit they were doing that I wish they had done more of, where a villager from Minecraft world wandered through the portal into the real world and was kind of bumbling around. And I wish they had done more of that because it was really only like one scene that you got to see that, but that was funny. And the villager goes on a date with Jennifer Coolidge, which is also funny.
So you're saying they could have done that same joke. How many times could they have done that joke before it got old, do you think?
Well, I've never heard someone say that before. I've never heard more things in the world.
Oh, okay. You wanted them to explore that more.
Yeah.
I got it.
Or just play the same scene again, you know?
Yeah.
There were like a couple quotes that I liked. I was chuckling at some things, I'll say. There were some.
Are you a Jack Black fan, typically?
Well, that's kind of another big question that I had going into this, because TBH, you know, cancel me if you like. I don't know if it's past tense or not. I'm on the fence about Jack Black's social media presence these days.
Oh, I did not think I didn't think that's where you were going. What is his social media presence?
He posts on TikTok. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like videos of him. Like, here's what I don't like or I didn't like. I'm still deciding if it's okay with me.
Okay.
I'm still deciding if this is okay with me. He posts a lot of TikToks of like him obviously trying to be funny, but it'll be like he's shirtless and he's just got out of the pool and he's like rubbing his big belly and slapping it and jumping in the pool.
Right. This is what he has always been. This is what he does. He's never been funny. No offense, Jack Black. Seems really nice. But he's never been funny. He's not funny now. And it only gets worse with age. But that's okay. You know, people like him. That is what it is. Everyone has different opinions. I don't know if I would consider that cancelable behavior, but it's definitely close.
I have to admit, the first time I saw one of those Jack Black TikToks, specifically where he's just like rubbing his naked upper body, I'm like, I don't know. I just can't get behind this. I can't. And I would scroll and I would feel extremely uncomfortable about having seen that.
It's got to be kids that think it's funny, right? Well, maybe post in the comments now what your age is and your demographic and your income and all that stuff. And then also, do you think that Jack Black is funny? Because it has to be kids who think. And I don't want to hear people going, oh, in School of Rock. No, I mean like that Jack Black now, like that TikTok. Who is it targeting? I don't know.
I don't know. The TikToks, it has to be kids. Because it's very, it's just extremely, extremely goofy. And I think his goofiness has just gotten really concentrated over time, you know, because he's been doing like the same general sense of humor as we all do, right? Like he has the same sense of humor for his whole life. And I think it's just gotten to a point where it's like, I don't know, it's really potent and it's really boiled down to its essence. And apparently its essence is like him belly flopping in the pool on TikTok.
Yeah, like he's six.
So anyway, there's a lot of Jack Black goofiness in the movie, and there is something to be said for the reckless abandon with which he is extremely silly and shameless in the delivery of these lines.
Okay, can I ask what there is to be said? What is the something that is to be said?
Just that I think it's impressive that he clearly does not give a F, and he'll put 150% energy into saying the dumbest jokes possible.
I think he gives it his A for effort, is what you're saying.
I think there is some kind of honor in his complete lack of self cringe.
Yeah, I agree that people shouldn't be. I don't know if I do agree with that. Like, I don't think people should worry about being cringe. I think it's like good to not and just to be yourself. But I don't know if you should intentionally seek out to be performatively cringe. But maybe he's not. Maybe that's just who he is.
Well, you know what it is? And like me and Noah decided this walking out. We're like, he just acts exactly like somebody that is trying really hard to entertain a 5-year-old.
Yes. Okay. That I definitely see that. And you know what? There's something beautiful about that. Like a clown. Like a big old clown.
Exactly. He's a clown, and, you know, through and through.
5-year-olds can't discern good anything from anything, so you can just kind of rub your belly and joke around and then make them squeal. And that's totally fine.
I can't get behind the belly rubbing. I think I feel better about the vibe. Now that I've seen this movie, I'm like, I understand his vibe. I understand what he's trying to do. And he wants to be a clown, and it's fine, and I support him, and to be cringe is to be free, et cetera, et cetera. I think the belly rubbing is the one thing I can't get behind for some reason.
It's interesting that he was Bowser, too, that he was this. He's like the go-to video game man, you know? I guess because he did work on, he was in that video game a long time ago. He's like worked on video games. Brutal Legend,
what
it
game
was called.
He in?
Play. He oh. played the protagonist in the game Brutal Legend. It was he played a rock and roll man, like a metal man. And
gotcha.
He went and hit people with a guitar. Yeah. It's made by Double Fine, I think. Tim Schafer. What is that? And it doesn't matter. Continue.
So he breaks into song a lot in this movie, which
I can't. It's bad enough when you know it's going to be a musical, but when you don't know, and then it sneaks up on you.
What's funny about it like, I'm really not sure if it was in the script or if it's just something that Jack Black does. And then they decided in post to like add music behind him, because he really would just break out into song for about 30 seconds and then stop. And it was just about random things. So I would believe that it was just improv. If they wrote the songs, I think that's another discussion.
It takes a special set of skills to write a song that sounds like it's a spontaneous improv song by Jack Black, but maybe that's his whole job, I guess. So he probably can do that because he sung that song in the Bowser as Bowser, Peaches, 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 Peach, Peach, I love Peach. And it sounded like he made it up on the spot.
You know what? That probably is his thing. You probably call Jack Black into the vocal booth and you're just like expecting a little song.
Yeah, sing something. Yeah. Well, okay. Everyone's got a different thing. Like you said, we all have to play our role, and I'm sure a lot of people are enjoying it based on the box office numbers.
Yeah, apparently. And, you know, I feel a little bit out of touch with the youth, I guess, because they were also doing the thing in the theater where they're exclaiming at all the meme jokes, because this movie has spawned quite a lot of memes, I guess, on certain lines. And so they would say the lines that were in the memes, and the whole crowd of 13-year-olds would like erupt into screaming or applause or...
Like Minecraft memes or just like straight up like contemporary memes like
from the movie?
What are those?
No, the movie isn't referencing memes. Parts of the movie have become memes already. And so those are the parts that they're like freaking out about. So
like chicken
jockey.
What the fuck did you say? Chicken jockey.
I would love if anybody in the comments has any more insight into what is funny about chicken jockey, because I don't get it. There's just a moment in the movie where there's a baby zombie riding a chicken, and Jack Black says chicken jockey, and that's,
and you don't get why that's funny,
and all the 13-year-olds like are screaming bloody murder when that happens. Like, they're so excited that he said chicken jockey.
Yeah, because it's a little zombie on a chicken. It's cute and it's like funny, and it's in the game. That's the one thing that the one animal that you can't ride is a chicken, so it's funny.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to feel it out to try and see if I could connect with it, but I don't think I made it.
Yeah, I don't think I can connect with it. I've been trying to like understand.
I should have said it was like an old glitch that you could do it and then it would make you be able to ride a chicken if you did the glitch, and that's why it's funny. But yeah, that would have been a better bit, but I missed it, and that's fine.
But I think now, at least according to the level of references that the movie was making, I don't know that modern kids would like know enough about the game to know about like an old glitch. You know what I'm saying? Like
they know about
like make diamond armor, make diamond pickaxe, fight Ender Dragon.
Okay, you're making them sound really dumb.
I think there
might even be references in the movie that we wouldn't even understand that are too subtle for us, you know? Like perhaps chicken jockey.
But this is 100% just like based on watching the movie. Like, this is what the movie thinks these kids know, is what I'm saying. Or maybe this maybe this is what the movie executives were willing to learn to make this movie.
That's a good point. I wonder when the production for this movie started. It was probably as soon as the box office numbers for Mario came out. They were like, oh.
You think?
Somebody call Mojang.
Plans for a Minecraft movie adaptation originated in 2014.
Maybe, but not like, when did it really kick off? There's no way they've been
2022. They started looking for people to actually make it.
Okay, all right. When did Mario come out? 23, I think, or 4? Yeah, I think it was 3. Wasn't it like May of 2023? I don't know. It was 2024. Who knows these things? Nobody knows.
The Mario movie? No, the Mario movie was 2023.
Okay, great.
I was like, there's no way that was just last year. That was a while ago.
Yeah. Well, we're in a new era.
Anyway,
I don't know what else is coming.
I think that's most of what I have to say about it. I loved Jason Momoa's bangs. Jason Momoa has some crazy curtain bangs in this movie, and that's just all I have to say about that.
Okay. What about the kids? Is it just a bunch of kids? Like, what, hanging out with Jack Black? Do they treat him like a kid? Just another one of them?
There's one kid that's like 13, and there's his older sister that's a young adult, and Jason Momoa and this other woman that's like the older sister's realtor, because it's like the sister and brother, their parents died, and so the sister is taking care of him now. Again, though, it's like presented in the most devoid of emotions type of way. Like, they don't get into like the trauma of that at all. That's just the backstory.
Yeah. It's like watching Alice in Wonderland. It's just a series of nice images to look at if you
love
Minecraft. Exactly.
It's a series of jokes and references and images of Minecraft. And if that's what you want.
So it's basically one of those Minecraft parody videos that we've been making for 10 years.
It kind of is really long. Yeah.
Huh. Well, okay. Yeah.
So that's my rant about the Minecraft movie. It was an entertaining experience. It was an interesting... I'm glad that I went and observed the cultural phenomenon that's going on with 13-year-olds these days. I would not watch it again, but that's okay.
That is okay. Well, on to the next video game movie.
Which is?
Zelda, right? 2026, Zelda? I mean, they're going to do Sonic Mario and Minecraft, but they're doing a live-action Zelda, I think, for 2026. And the guy who's directing it, I can't look anything up because my phone has parental controls on it, but it's the guy who's directing it is like someone who's like did a good movie at some point. So I don't know. I can't imagine that's going to be any good, but we'll see. It might be, you know?
Yeah, I don't really have any hope for these. I've just kind of put them all. They're just all in their own category of like, I know what to expect. I know what it's going to be like. And I'm not expecting a lot. I think it's a little bit funny that there's people online dissecting the Minecraft movie and saying like very specific things they wish they were that were different. And I'm like, it's just not even the kind of movie to be doing all that.
Exactly. It's like doing a critique of Mary Had a Little Lamb. Like, it's not the, yes. that kind of song, dude. It is not that kind of song. It's just you sing it and then you've sung it and that's it. That's, you know.
Yeah. That's the same way that I feel bad for, like, all these actresses that do the live-action Disney princess movies because they're all bad, and we all know that they're going to be bad. And then, like, I don't know. It seems like these actors sign up for it still being, like, excited that they're playing an iconic character and this is going to change their career. And it's like, have you seen the last three of these movies? They're not good.
Yes. Well, they probably make a lot of money, and I don't know, I'm sure you like get a favor from Disney then if you do one. They're like, hey, thanks for your help. Like, Little Mermaid,
sorry, you we made you do that.
Right, yeah, we can hook you up with something better next time. You want to like get in their good graces. It's like all these people directing Marvel movies and then going on to actually do what they want to do.
Yeah,
so like Taika Waititi made his whole thing. That's how he made all his money and became popular. So hey, you gotta do it how you can do it.
That's so
it
funny.
It is sad that all those are bad, because it feels like they shouldn't be that hard to do. But I guess they don't want to just copy exactly the movies. I heard the only one that was okay was, I heard the Lion King one, which technically I guess was animated. I heard that one was fine, and that the rest of them are not that good.
I mean, so the thing is they do, for a lot of it, just copy the cartoon, or like they'll add songs sometimes. The Aladdin movie added a song or two. I don't remember if Little Mermaid did. Maybe.
So what makes them bad if they're just copying good movies?
Because the other movie already exists. So like my whole impression of, I saw the Lion King one and it was literally like bar for bar almost the same script as the cartoon.
But just like looked less cool.
But it just looked like real lions, so it was much less expressive than a drawing could be.
Okay.
So it was like it was the script of the Lion King cartoon on top of like National Geographic footage.
Okay, that doesn't sound horrible. Like as bad as people say, right?
It's not like the worst thing ever, but it's just like, why?
It's kind of like, whatever. Like, why are we doing it? Well, yeah. Okay. Can I put a scenario in your head?
Yeah, sure. I've been yapping a lot. Sorry.
No, we've been having a lovely conversation about, I almost said Mulan, Minecraft. Okay, you're driving a minivan. You have three or four people in it. You're going to Taco Bell. You have ordered for everyone, so it's a pretty significant order.
Right.
And then they give you the food. It's like two big bags full of food. What do you do?
What, to like pass the food out?
I just want to know. This is the situation. Thank you. Here's your food. You now are in the passenger seat or the driver's seat. You have two big bags of food. What's the next thing you do in a normal, you know, no restrictions. This is a total role play exercise. Just tell me how you navigate this situation.
Did I get food?
Everyone got food, including you.
Okay, well, I can't eat while driving, so I'm parking in the parking lot, and then we're passing out all the food and eating.
Okay.
But maybe okay, what you were
new,
getting
new
at
scenario,
is...
New scenario.
Okay.
No one's in the car with you, but you're ordering for everyone and bringing it home. But that's interesting that you would just go, no, we're parking in the lot. Like, at that point, wouldn't you just go in? Or do you don't want to be in a Taco Bell, I guess?
Or I would park and switch with somebody that can eat while they drive.
Oh, I thought you were saying it's not right for me to eat while I drive. Not like I can't do it, but other people can. Okay.
Yeah, I can't. Like, Noah will drive like with a burrito in one hand. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do it, but just because I don't like it. You know, it's just not fun. You don't want to, it's messy. Anyway, so you're ordering for a group of people and you're bringing it back. Here's the food. Have a nice day.
I put it in the passenger seat and I drive back.
That's it?
What else would I do?
Okay. You would, some people look in the bag and try to assess
if everything's there.
If they've gotten everything correctly. And somebody did that in front of me at a Taco Bell today. That's why I'm bringing it up. And I was just like, I don't think I would ever do that. I might like, but I don't know. I feel like every time I do it, I just do like a, because you'd have to open up every item to know if it's the right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who's going to sit there and do that? And I guess, you know, some people do, but you don't, and I don't. I say, but then if you get home, and I feel like everyone should accept that if you're going to a fast food place, one out of every 10 times, someone's not going to get what they ordered, and that's just how it is, you know?
It is how it is. I will say it varies greatly by location.
It does.
Like
it very
where
much
you
does.
Where you are in the United States determines whether you're going to get your order. When we were living in small town Indiana, I swear to God, hand on the Bible and on my mother's grave, 80% of the time I would get the wrong thing.
That's funny. That is how it is in New Orleans for the most part. But it's like you have so many choices that you can kind of self-select for the few locations that do it good. But if you're in small town Indiana, you're just like, there's only one.
And I would
McDonald's
forget. I would like go to Taco Bell one day because I would be randomly craving it. And I would come home because I don't check the bag while I'm there. I'd get all the way home with my food and see that it was all wrong. And I would be like really pissed off about it because I'm hungry. Also, put a pin in the word piss. We got to talk about the word piss later. But I'd be all mad because
like
I'm
you said
hungry.
Later, like it's going to be a 4-hour podcast. Like later on, we'll get to it later on. We're just getting started. But anyway, yeah, you're pissed.
And then like months would pass and the emotions, I would forget what that felt like. And I would crave it again and I would try it again and I would be disappointed again. So that was like a cycle I was in. But every
right, you just never thought to, because if you're only ordering for you and maybe one other person, surely you could have just checked. But then you have to be like, hey, my order's wrong, and you don't want to do that. So it's like, you just treat it like a slot machine, I guess, huh?
It is really annoying. So I was going to say that like, once I have an experience like that, I think I'll go through a phase of like a couple weeks where I'll start checking just because the experience is so fresh in my mind of being so mad. But eventually,
and if you check and it's wrong, you're going to tell him?
Yeah.
And if you get home and you check and it's wrong, what are you doing with the food?
I mean, in my case,
answer
at Taco
carefully.
Bell, at Taco Bell, I'm vegetarian, so I would order a bean and cheese burrito and they would put freaking meat in it every time. So I'd have to just throw
right.
it away and eat something else.
You want to know what's a funny thing about me?
Yeah.
If I order, I don't eat meat. And if they give me meat, I just eat it. I just go, wow, fuck it, it's
I
here.
I mean, that's less wasteful.
Yes, and it's very tasty, is the thing.
I don't find it tasty, that's the thing. I've never had meat, enjoyed meat,
go.
So I don't...
Sausage Egg McMuffin from McDonald's, man, that's as good as it gets. So if I accidentally get a sausage on that, I'm not going to be mad, but try not to encourage that kind of behavior. What's your go-to Taco Bell? Do you have a go-to Taco Bell item?
I'm boring.
Bean,
I just get
whatever.
I just get bean burritos.
You gotta try them spicy potato. Oh, we got. Didn't we go to a Taco Bell that
yes.
one time? Didn't I make you go to Taco Bell?
You didn't make me.
I remember
that. We were driving and needed to stop somewhere, and that's the only place vegetarians
can eat.
Totally
forgot about that. Yeah, spicy potato soft taco. Okay, all right, cool.
And all I got was a single bean burrito, and you were like, what the hell is wrong with you? But that's what I do. I get a bean burrito.
And then I ordered too much, and I told you, this is always what I do. I order way too much food. Never let me do that again. And I don't know how you were supposed to hold me accountable for that.
I'll stop
you
next time.
Given that you were 7 trillion miles away, but yeah, at VidCon, make sure I don't order too much food. Yeah. I have news about that, too, if you want to talk about that. Sure. Loosely. Okay. So we're going to go, and we're going to stay there. And here's the way it works. There's different tiers of... Did you know that everyone, even the creators, you have to pay for a VidCon badge? Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So the good news is we're getting hooked up and someone else is getting them for us. A lovely company that I work with. They're
now
getting all our badges, you know?
A pig is making out with you or more based on the positioning.
Definitely more. Trust me, it's definitely more. But I'm going to keep my composure. I'm keeping my composure.
And he's doing it with eye contact.
I don't even know why. I feel like there was something specific I needed to tell you. But the point is, there's like all these tiers of badges. So we're going to have the top tier. And so it means we can go anywhere and do anything. And we can escape from the floor if we need to. You know, like where the riffraff is.
Right.
And then there's all these like influencer and like YouTuber events that then you can go to if you have. You're also getting pigged. You're about to get double pigged.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so we're basically going to just walk around and occasionally I feel like you'd like to walk amongst the general public, right? That's the goal. And
at some point, I imagine,
do you want to tell the people if anyone listening to this wants to go to VidCon and meet you, what are you going to be doing at VidCon? So we're going to get a hotel that's probably like block away, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then every day we'll just go there. And it's probably going to be a mix of, I get the sense that I'm going to be sort of whisked to meetings at times with like brands. So you obviously don't have to do that, but like, what do you want to do? What do you want? You want to be amongst the, people? You want to shake hands with the, fans?
I have no clue. I'm leaving it up to God.
I like that. Actually.
I'm just there to be there. I am going to have a meetup at around midnight under the stairs on the basement level, by the east entrance. I'm going to be squatted under the stairs like Gollum, and you'll hear me making funny little noises, and you'll be like, that must be where Mem is.
Midnight which night?
You know which night.
Got it. Okay.
The full moon.
Well, everybody look out. Now, let's say somebody sees you and they're a big fan. How do you want them to navigate that? Like, you want them to come up and give you a hug? Do you want them just to like look at you and not come up to you? What would you like the people to do?
I have no
idea. Meet you.
I have no idea. Just be normal, I guess, is the real answer.
Ma'am, please. That's not, you can't just say that. You've seen Jack Black. Everyone's normal is very different. Okay. You don't want anyone getting their belly rubs or anything like that.
Don't,
no way.
Yeah, I guess I have a phobia.
Keep your clothes on is first thing.
I have a phobia of the belly rubbing. So please don't rub your belly around
okay.
me.
Right. No belly rubbing.
If I don't know. I've only ever been approached one time, so I have. I don't know. I don't think anybody's gonna recognize me.
You really are just gonna leave it up to God, then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I love
but
it.
But Jesus,
if
take
anyone
the wheel.
Comes up to me and says "bada bing," I'm gonna punch you in the face. Just so you know. So there was another thing. Another "bada bing" thing happened.
Did you say it again?
Remember. Oh well. People have been searching through the transcripts of my old Eggbusters episodes and finding me saying bada bing and sending me the timestamps.
Wait, so that's like a common phrase of yours?
They found like three from like 2015 where if you click it, I go bada bing. It's horrible, but it's good for them. Good job finding those things. Honestly, I was pretty impressed.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it'll never leave me ever again. And that's fine. We can make merch. You know?
I wish I had a phrase.
I wonder if you probably do.
Maybe someday. Anyway, you want to talk about the word piss?
Sure. I'll talk about it.
Because I brought this up yesterday, and you said something that's very surprising to me, which is that you don't consider that a cuss word, really. And I think this is kind of a common sentiment that is shocking to me. I grew up thinking piss is a very bad word.
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack here, right? I guess it's a question of is cuss word not cuss word just a binary, or is there a spectrum?
I guess I thought it was a binary. Maybe that I'm black okay. and white thinking.
If it's a binary, first name, tell me all the words that aren't cuss words.
That aren't?
Yeah, all of them. Just whatever's on that side of the line. And then we'll do the ones that are.
The, a, when, where,
very
there,
good.
Cat,
nice.
Dog.
Thank you for playing along. All right, so which word, of the conventionally accepted bad words, we'll go one at a time, because you say crap, not a cuss word.
Crap, I don't think is a cuss word. It was the word that we would say as kids to, like, because we wanted to cuss. So it's like it's a replacement for a cuss word.
So if you said piss or fuck, you would have gotten in equal trouble? I don't know if you had that kind of, like, people getting in trouble
I wouldn't have gotten in trouble. I just felt, I was a rule follower as a kid, so I just felt like I shouldn't do that. I've told this story before in one of my videos or something, where the first time I was ever left home alone in, like, elementary school, my mom left the house for, like, 5 minutes, and the first thing I thought to do was just whisper, fuck. Because I had never said it before.
Yeah, and it felt good? Or was it, like, scary?
It was weird. It was weird to hear it come out of my mouth. Like, it's weird to say any word for the first time.
That's, you don't often have the experience of, like, remembering the first time you said a word,
you know? Right? Yeah, I remember cool. that though.
Okay, so piss is a cuss word for you, and it is equally as much of a cuss word. Because, like, what does that even mean as a cuss word? It's a word you're not supposed to say, right?
I don't know. I guess just that it's in this kind of amorphous cloud of cuss words as a concept that I've always held.
But it's not, we're not talking about, like, words that if you said them on TV would be censored. Because I don't know if piss is one. It might
be, honestly. Piss is one of them. Because I was looking up etymology of piss yesterday after we were talking about it.
That's crazy.
Etymology of piss. What did I look up? I looked up, is piss a swear word? And then I found somebody saying that, like, it is or it was on the list of, like, words that you absolutely can't say on TV.
Okay, do you have that list? Is it, like, could you read out the rest of them so I could see, like, what,
yeah,
maybe
what,
because maybe there's some surprising additions, you know? Because it's interesting, I think you can say bitch on TV, but you can't say fuck,
right? The explanation,
and that always was surprising to me,
the explanation that I saw was that the list of words that you can't say don't have any context where they're not swear words. So bitch could be referring to a dog, so you can say that.
Well, what about ass? Oh, you can say ass. But you can't say, like, jackass, I don't think. I think they censor that. But wait, what about fuck and shit?
Do you want to hear the words? Do you want to hear the words?
How many are there?
These are the words you can't say.
All right, go for it. This is going to be fun. Shit. You can skip a couple if you need to.
There's not that many. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
That's it? Oh, yeah, because that's the old George Carlin bit where he goes, shit, piss, fuck, fuck. He says them all in a line. He says, those are the seven words you can't say. So, not to bring it here immediately, obviously, but I'm pretty sure if you go on TV and say the N-word, they will censor it, right?
Sure. I don't think this is like a hard and fast rule that is, like, still in effect exactly the same. But this is just, like, I guess colloquially, like, what people say is the words you can't say.
Anyway, the point is, you do think piss is a cuss word. And my opinion is, it's not a cuss word in the sense of, like, if you say it. Because a lot of people that I know, and this says a lot about the people I hang out with, but they'll say things like, go piss, girl. You know, like, people say stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm like, I've
been known to say
the
that.
Little YouTuber's room, then people say, go piss, girl. And I go, okay. And so to me, that's just, like, you know, it's a normal thing to say. But but I don't think we should be saying it. Like, just like, I don't even like when people say, oh, I have to poop. Don't tell me that. Say, I have to use the, whatever your profession is, the little blanks room. So you say, I have to use the little server's room. If you work at a restaurant, I have to use the little
YouTuber's room. I think telling people when you're pooping is a little bit crazy. I just say, right. I have to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. Right. Just don't. And then if I take a long time in there, and then we both know, but we're just going to let it go. We're going to pretend.
No.
It's an agreement.
It's unspoken.
You know what I'm saying? It's an unspoken agreement. We're supposed to behave. I don't like this culture of being open about what's coming out of what part of you at every moment. It's none of my business, and I don't want it to be your business.
Is that what
it's
we
not
have?
Adding anything to my... That's the people I'm surrounded with.
Is that the culture we have, is you always know what's coming out of everyone's
we
holes?
Do. It's exactly. It's like some sort of like... horrible offshoot of the woke mind virus, but like actually bad. We like the woke mind virus, but whatever this is, the brown brain disease.
Oh,
that's
no.
what I'm calling it. I know it's not good. We gotta stop.
I don't need to know when you're pooping. I know. I'll see.
I don't even. You just saying that is upsetting me.
Yeah.
Just saying it out loud right now. I think every conversation should be. Euphemisms. I don't think you should ever actually say anything. I think everything should be euphemism.
Indirectly.
Exactly.
But
no matter what
people,
it is. Like,
part of some people's sense of humor is like, oh, I gotta go take a shit. Oh, so-and-so taking a shit. Like, it's just open and it's just like part of the discussion. I could never, but it is a thing.
Right. That's the people who what the Minecraft movie would be if there was no censorship. It'd be those types of jokes.
Yeah.
And I don't want anything to do with it.
Have you heard of this? I've heard of people on the internet saying like, this was so funny. My boyfriend sent me a picture of his turd this morning because it was so big. And what world are these people living in?
The only thing that you've now reminded me of is there was a period of my life
where you were sending turd pics to people?
Absolutely not, but I did think turd pics were funny. There was a website in about 2005 called ratemypoo.com, and you'd go on to it, and all the website was is it would show a picture, and then it would have 10 little buttons, 1 through 10, and you would select how good it was, and then it would go to the next one, and it would tell you what the average of the one you just said was, and everyone would just... It was like Tinder, but for pictures of... poop. There was also another one for topless ladies, but I never went on that one. I stuck to my expertise. And so you would just go through and click them. And there was a leaderboard. And I will say, like, the top three images are burned into my brain. I remember the captions of them. I remember exactly what the captions were. And what was interesting is that, like, the highest rated ones were like an 8.2 or an 8.3. So people who rated these were pretty judicious and thoughtful. It wasn't like just like it is now where everything's either a 10 or a 1.
Yeah, like they had criteria.
People really, had criteria. There was a lot of different whatever. So
were you rating it on if it was funny? Like what was the criteria?
I think you basically, when a new one came up, if you went, eh, or if you went, Jesus. If you did that, then you would rate it higher. And if you did the other one, you rate it lower. I'm pretty sure ratemypoo.com doesn't exist anymore. I wonder if there's even a record of it.
So it was shock value that you were rating on.
Definitely, yeah. And that era of the internet had a lot of that stuff, like bigboys.com and Ebombs World and what's the other one?
You were on some websites I was not on, I'll say that.
Yeah, just a lot of these like untouched, unsanctioned, before the ClearNet kind of... really blanketed everything. There's some funky little websites that you could get yourself into and have a good laugh.
Wow.
So that's the only way I can have empathy. And if I think about that in a way, I do still think it's funny in sort of a meta way. I think it's funny that I thought it was funny. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And the context of the website is still pretty funny. The fact that there was a website and that was its purpose, I do still think that's pretty funny. So, okay. Maybe I've got a little more sympathy for this than I thought. But I still don't want
to
hear about it.
There's nuance to it.
There's nuance to it.
back to the word piss, I just remember, like a year ago or something, I was just so shocked because I was playing Genshin Impact, which is usually very clean. Like, there's no cuss words in Genshin Impact. But then all of a sudden I was in a cutscene and the little fairy character Paimon goes, "That guy really pissed me off." And it was like fully voice acted and the caption said, "Pissed me off." And it was like watching a kid's cartoon and suddenly seeing like the word fuck. I was like, "What is happening?"
Does that tell us, does that inform us about maybe what the status of piss is in modern culture?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the tides are turning, right? And saying that you're pissed off is not swearing,
right? Because like we trade words a lot. There's words that used to not be cuss words and now they are, and words that aren't cuss words and now or were cuss words and now they're not. So could be that maybe piss is just normal now.
So I don't really care either way, I guess. I'm not gonna be like a Puritan about it and be like, you shouldn't be saying piss. But it just shocked me in that moment to see Paimon say pissed me off, like so casually as if it was nothing. I don't know, maybe I'm behind on the culture and I just didn't realize.
I think most people probably would not consider it a cuss word, but I don't know, we'll find out when we look in the comments.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe some people think it's different to say piss as in pee versus pissed off. Like maybe pissed off is more acceptable. But I've always thought it was the same word.
Do you think it's less of a cuss word if I say, which I never, ever, ever would, but if I said, "Oh, I gotta piss," is that less of a cuss word than, "Oh, I'm pissed off"?
To me, saying you're pissed off sounds more like a cuss word, I guess, because it's more like angry.
Okay. Ticked off. That's fine. I'm ticked off.
Yeah, that's not a swear to me.
What about like bastard? Is that a swear?
I don't think so.
Okay, because for me, that would have been. I would have said that probably was.
Okay, at least I guess it's just more subjective.
People aren't really
I
saying that anymore. Like, "Oh, you bastard." People don't say that too much. But what about hand signals? Are there any hand signals that you would or wouldn't? Because back in the day, we had lots of vulgar hand signals. And now we're pretty much, it's just like middle fingers and Nazi salutes, I feel like, is kind of the only stuff that's remaining. No, I'm serious. That's what it is.
I know. I'm just being honest.
Like, name another hand gesture that's, like, definitely... I mean, I guess, like, the jerking off thing, but...
I really hate when people do the V with their fingers and waggle their tongue around in it.
Oh, yeah, that's really bad. I thought you were going to say, I really hate when people do the Nazi salute, man. Yeah, it's horrible. Yes, that's a really... That's true. People do... You still see that every once in a while. I like that. I remember that in high school.
I really despise that one.
Like back in the day, people had like all sorts of ones that you would do. Like the one with, you see it in old movies a lot. What's the one where you like kind of hit your bicep and put your fist up, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like a middle finger, but it's just your fist.
Yeah, it's like an aggressive, like, fuck you kind of movement.
Or like they used to thumb their nose, whatever that is.
Put your thumb on your nose. Yep. Not so much of that anymore, you know?
I guess we're more direct these days.
Well, we're online so much more, you know?
That's true.
Like we're not actually... We don't need to physically insult people as much as we used to.
That's true.
It's kind of... It's a dying art form.
Yeah, we should come up with some new ones.
Okay.
We need something that, like, calls you a gamer derogatorily.
Yeah, maybe, like, jumping up and crossing your legs... And
like a little ballet.
Yeah, something, little ballet something move. Like that. Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about?
Do you have any, you doing anything fun lately? Playing any cool games? I want to, you know, it's good to talk about video games. I never do that anymore. Have you been playing anything good lately that's not for work?
No, and I really can't talk about it on the pod because I don't want spoilers, but I have been gaming probably more than like ever in my life. I'm getting llamaed now. whatever that is.
That much more, a better height.
Yeah. I've been gaming like crazy, like morning to night, in my free time, in my work time, for a video.
Has any of it been enjoyable? Because I know what you're playing, but I'm not going to say it, but...
It was more enjoyable in the beginning, and now it's a lot of the same thing. The same the same elements appearing in the games.
Right.
Over
are
and
all
over.
All of the games, like, are you, have you, because this is multiple games, right?
Yes, I'm trying to complete five different games for one video, and I have too much footage. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, well, that was my first thought, is if you're actually filming every hour of each game, it's going to be very difficult to edit.
I'm not filming. I'm not filming 100% of all the games. I have,
but a lot.
I'm filming the first like 2 hours with like the full setup, and then I have the footage of the rest of it. But I'm not talking that much because I just wanted it for like clips if I need clips.
And have you organized these five games in a particular order? Like, how are you doing them from, like, I assume they probably, I don't know if they came out at the same time or different times.
I'm doing them from highest to lowest tech, I guess you would say.
Okay, so that's probably
maybe
part of why it's
gotten worse. It's getting worse with time. But my point is, for being a gaming YouTuber, I don't really spend a lot of time playing video games typically. So the past 3 weeks has been like the most I've ever gamed in my life, and I feel like my brain is floating away a little bit.
I think it's going to, in hindsight, you're going to look back on this with great fondness, and you're going to have enjoyed the experience quite a bit. That's my opinion. It is funny. Have you noticed how, like, as soon as you start really, like, dialing in on something like YouTube, how, like, as you get better at it, you also just, like, keep doing way more work every time. Like, it just keeps expanding.
Yeah.
And then, like, at some point, it has to give, right? But not yet. But it is funny how, like you said, you used to film for, like, 2 hours and then kind of just cut it together, and that was that. And now it's like you're doing these, like, week-long, like, multiple weeks of da-da-da-da-da.
And it's...
But it does make
fun,
cooler videos.
And I think there's also... I have to reach some kind of balance at some point, because I think, you know, I think if you're given total creative freedom with no time limits, like we are technically, like I can take as long as I want because I'm in control. And that just means I technically can just push it out and push it out and do every single idea that I think of and turn it into this like behemoth of a video that like is unnecessary for it to be that complicated and long. So I'm like,
there are
I'm
YouTubers
having fun.
Like that.
Right, I know. And I'm having fun, but I don't really want to be only releasing, like, you get to a point where you're only releasing like one or two videos a year because you're putting so much time into it, which is totally cool if you want to do that. I don't like necessarily think that's bad, but I just want, I think it prevents you a little bit from really having a connection with your audience because you're just absent so much of the time. And I want to be able to feel a little bit more connected to people. And I know that the people that watch me would also like more content than that. So I would like to find a balance eventually. I'm hoping that I will like keep doing all these crazy projects and get it out of my system. I don't know if that's realistic. I might just have to stop myself at some point.
You'll probably just get better at doing them, though. You know, like, that's why you end up exploring more, is because you've just gotten better at doing things and, like, editing better and editing faster, and your ideas are better. And so it probably kind of, like, will self-regulate. I do think that is, you know, I do like making money, but maybe the greatest benefit, I think, for me personally, of having sponsors is that when you agree to do that, it does sort of lock you in.
Right.
It forces you to like keep moving
and, you have deadlines.
And keep making things and stay connected. And they're not hard deadlines. You can obviously just not do them. But that's been a huge benefit, I think, of having that pressure for me.
Yeah.
Is it has kept me engaged and keeps me moving quickly and creatively and not overthinking things. Because I think that you can understand why people end up being these one or two videos a year YouTubers, because you have that total freedom. You do want... Can you hear this fucking drill that's going on in my house right now?
Just a little bit, yeah.
All right, well, hopefully it's not too bad. But that there's a reason people become those YouTubers. But like you said, I think both of us... You maybe slightly more than me, but both of us for sure, like, we want to have a... You want to see our people.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. More consistently than one time a year. So... Yeah.
So I think I'm hoping I will find a balance also for my sanity, because when you have when you're totally unrestricted, it's like I don't even know when to stop. I don't even know like what's too much for me to even handle that's like stressing myself out. So I'm trying to figure out what the balance is. But in the meantime, I'm having the time of my life, dude. I love doing stupid shit.
Yeah, it's so good. And it's just such a wonderful...
Every single idea thing I have, I just put it in the video. So I have...
And it's so fun.
We've been talking forever, so we can go.
You don't want to add... Okay. I was going to say we could add a couple extra bonus minutes for, you know, we missed a week, so... You want to add... You want to do a bonus segment?
Did you have an idea for a bonus segment, or you're just throwing that to me?
I was going to give you a pop quiz.
Sure.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to... All right. I was going to try to think up a way to do a pop quiz about what happened in the Minecraft movie, but there are not any good plot summaries right now that I can find, so...
Hold on. That's it? I was looking up Minecraft-related BuzzFeed quizzes. I can only find one.
And what is it? Like, which mineral are you?
You're gonna do the quiz. Take this quiz and we'll guess which online Minecraft mode is your favorite. I don't even know what that means.
All right, you got it. You got it. Well, then I'll go play it after this.
Do you like the build mode in Minecraft?
No.
Hate it?
It's dislike it.
The options
slightly.
Are I like building and then breaking it down. I love it. I hate it. Or I do it to keep myself safe.
I guess I do it to keep myself safe.
Okay, so this is talking about those online Minecraft servers that we know nothing about. What's your favorite Minecraft pet? Horse, dog, parrot, or cat?
Boy, none of them. I don't like those. Maybe a parrot, because it will just kind of hang around.
Pick an animal that should be in Minecraft. Eagles, gorillas, elephants, or grizzly bears?
Ooh, grizzly bears. Eat me. Timothy Treadwell simulator.
How far do you make it in the game when playing Minecraft? 1, I always win. 2, I stumble in Nether Fortress. 3, I always get beat 5 minutes into the game. Or 4, I can't get past the end.
I mean, 4 is the most applicable because I don't ever do any of that stuff, you know?
Yeah, very rarely do people beat it, I feel like.
I think it's more common than we think. I think a lot of people like get together with their friends and beat Minecraft, and that's the whole thing.
Maybe.
But I might be wrong.
Final question.
Like, there's a whole poem at the end.
How much time do you spend playing Minecraft? This is hours a week.
Okay. Like currently?
5, 10, 25, or however much time I want to spend.
It's got to be 5. That's got to be whatever the lowest is. Or maybe I guess however much time I want to spend, because the answer is almost
Austin,
none.
They think you would love Bed Wars. Have you heard of Bed Wars?
Bed Wars?
Bed Wars.
Let's go take a look. Bed Wars. How do I find it? We're not doing this right now, are we?
You're actually going to go play it.
I'll give it to... Can you search? No, there is no Bed Wars. Bed Wars doesn't exist.
I think it's where you have a bed and you have to prevent
Bed Wars.
People from destroying your bed.
Okay, well, I just found Bed Wars, so I can play it, and I'll get back to you on how fun it is.
Okay.
Great.
Are we ending?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.